Welcome to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. I am Jessica, your host and female empowerment coach. In this space, we talk all things empowerment, confidence, and connection back to self. We talk energy, life experiences, love and relationships, and practical skills to guide you into alignment with your desired reality. Get ready to become your highest self. Ready? Let's go. Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. It is currently 9:53 p.m. I am super sleepy, I'm not going to lie, but I am always committed to bringing you a podcast episode every hump day. So here we are just before I get ready to go to bed because it's been a long, long day of calls and masterclasses and just interactions. I'm ready for bed. I'm ready to lay in bed at least. How are we going? Start to check in with yourself. Let's do a body scan together. We haven't done one together in a while. So start from the crown of your head. Start to work your way down. Loosen up your jaw. Loosen your neck. Do a few rolls. I'm doing it as I speak. Drop your shoulders away from your ears. Roll out your wrist. Unclench your stomach. Unclench your glutes. Stretch your legs, roll out your ankles, and just take a deep breath out. Body scans are something that you should be doing regularly every single day, and it's something that I've implemented into my daily routine for the past couple of years. And I've become aware. This is about living consciously, living proactively. I become really aware of Where is this tense? Yeah, I mean, you guys know what I'm saying, but tenses, that's not a word, is it? It's late. I'm tired. Please forgive me. But yeah, that is something that you should do. I feel like I'm going to be quite scattered on this podcast episode. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, we're all about the messy inspired action and being authentic and real on the podcast. I got my hair cut today. Go over to my Instagram and you'll be able to tell because it's quite different. Well, not quite different, but you can tell. So go on my Instagram. It's the picture where I'm like staring at it now. So I'm in jeans and like a brownish crop top sitting down. There's a black couch behind me and a white wall. It's the easiest way to describe it. But go look at my hair. I got langs. So long bangs. So not quite like bangs, you know, like a fringe, but like I've just like textured and volumized the front of my hair. Anyway, go look at the picture because I'm probably doing a terrible job. But I'm really happy that I did that because I needed a change with my hair. I've been really quite unhappy with it for a long, long time. My hair was normally like quite long and blunt cut, like nothing special to it. And I love having long hair. I love it so much. And I still have the length, like it's quite long. We just only had a trim of the ends. We want to keep the length, but I was just so over it. I was so over it. I would like look at my hair and I was like, this just is not it. This is not me right now. This is not me tapping into my higher self. And so, yeah, finally got a haircut and I'm super, super happy with it. But that was during my break today, which was really nice. And I was thinking during my break, when I was thinking about the podcast, I was like, what can I bring everyone this week to add a little bit of value into their life? And I want to share with you something that I have been reflecting on the past few weeks, and it's really about moving, I guess, from a low vibrational state into a high vibrational state, especially when you feel like you're fluctuating, like things in life are good, but then you have those random bouts of anxiety or stress or worry or disappointment. So ways that I start to deal with that is, first and foremost, checking in with myself, actually having a conversation with myself, not to sound crazy, but asking myself, like, where am I at right now? Is this serving me? Are my thoughts and my environment, is the company that I keep, is it serving me? Or am I not getting fulfilled in this way. And there was actually a moment today when I was just thinking about some things to do with relationships in general. And a lot of my work, inner work that I've been doing the past few months, has been on really fixing, I guess, my abandonment issues, to be completely transparent. And, you know, that was definitely learned from my mum passing away and I would say my second boyfriend in my mid-20s. And so I've been working on that and being able to receive love and know that it's okay. And so I was really having this conversation with me today because there was a moment where I was getting a bout of love and worthiness and all of that type of stuff. And I started to automatically reject it. I started to fall into that pattern, right? And I literally sat, I was driving in my car back home and I sat and I asked myself, okay, is this serving you? Is this where you want to be? Is this how you want to continue to handle situations like this and continue to reject love and go into the self-sabotaging cycle? And I was like, no, this isn't how I want it to be. So, you know, that's number one, you know, shifting out of low vibrational state is having those healthy, hard conversations with yourself, because often it's hardest when it's coming from yourself because you have to be completely transparent. You have to be completely honest. Another way that I've been shifting out of my low vibrational state and, you know, moving stagnant energy out of my body is switching up my workouts. I have been smashing my workouts the past 2 weeks and I have been changing with doing a solo workout, which I will do tomorrow morning, but also group fitness class, and then training with a friend. And so for the past like big chunk of like the past year, I have been training by myself. Don't get me wrong, like I'm a solo trainer type of person. I just prefer it, but I love switching it up. So to be able to do group fitness class, strength and conditioning, and then train with a friend has just been great. And I have been feeling so good. I've been feeling motivated again to go to the gym, because it's something that I really fluctuate with. As much as I love it and it's an outlet, sometimes I feel that I am just doing it for the sake of it and I'm not really enjoying the process. So to find that outlet for my stagnant energy has been really, really good, and it's really helped change my mental state, because I shared with you all a couple of weeks ago, you know, I've been in quite a rough patch. There's been a lot for me to process and I'm still going through that, but I'm feeling a lot stronger because of the things that I'm sharing with you today about shifting from a low vibe state to a high vibe state. Another one is really focusing on putting time and energy into connections that I highly value and that I want to nourish and see flourish even more. Putting more times into my friends and really being present and really seeing how I, you know, the focus for me personally, but you can, you know, take this how it fits in your life, but really focusing on how can I be a better friend? How can I hold more space? How can I do the small things that are going to make the friendship last? What are the things that I want from my friends that I don't particularly do myself, right? If I want something from my friend, like I need to be able to step into that role and embody that myself. So for me, you know, putting time and energy into really, I know some of my friends listen to my podcast, so maybe they might disagree, but I do like to believe that I am a good friend and I hold space and I've definitely gotten better, right? And I'm not perfect. I'm definitely not going to say I'm perfect, because I'm not. I have my moments where I disappoint people or I let people down, whatever it may be. But I really wanted to focus, okay, overall, you are a good friend, but how can you be better? How can you give more? How can you show more gratitude and appreciation? And I think that's really where I'm really coming from with this. And it just makes me feel better. It's not about a validation thing. I don't want anyone to think that's how I'm positioning it. It's just, it makes me feel good that, you know, I've been going through a lot the past few weeks. And in particular, I told you guys I fucked up with someone in my life. I fucked up a lot. And so it has really been a learning lesson and feedback to me of how I want to be in my relationships, you know, every relationship that I have in my life. So that's been really nice. And also practicing forgiveness of myself when I aren't meeting the standards I'm putting for myself. But with forgiveness, you also need to have the awareness of, okay, you need to do better. How can you do better for you? And always bringing it back. Like, I'm always bringing these questions and everything I share with you back to me, you know, no expectations on what other people should say or do or behave. It's just the expectation is on me. I've also been really, you know, you guys know I'm so big on having gratitude every single day, but I've been more conscious about it and really taking time. So one thing for me in the business that I got into the habit, my eye, just side note, my eye is so itchy right now. And I just, everyone who has eyelash extensions will understand this pain. But when you have eyelash extensions, you can't go for a good rub of your eye. Like, you can't. And so you have to do like a, I don't know, like as best as you can around your eyelash extensions. If you know what I'm talking about, please come slide into my DMs and tell me, because honestly, I just want to like take my whole hand and just itch my eye. Anyway, that's a side note. As I was saying, you guys know how much I step into gratitude and I practice gratitude, but on a business front, I got into a habit of every time I would get a payment or, you know, someone would sign up to coach with me, whatever it may be, I would just sit there and I would stare at the email and I would have some gratitude. And it got to the point where I became quite desensitized. It's not that I wasn't grateful for a payment or someone becoming part of my community. Like, that is my livelihood, right? That is exactly why I do what I do. I'm so fucking grateful. But I would rush over that gratitude. And so I have been taking more time to see that email come through with whatever that notification is and literally sit for 60 seconds, 60 to 90 seconds, and just embody that feeling of gratitude, that feeling of abundance, that feeling of just wholeheartedly like everything's coming together. And feeling it in my heart space. And I've been doing it not only with that, but just the small things in life. Moving my body, you know, having the flexibility of my day. I really started to get into the habit where, you know, I've created this business, I've created my schedule, but then I would start to get resentful if, you know, I was rushing to begin work or rushing my workout. And I said to myself, Jess, like, you have created this lifestyle because you want to create your everything on your own terms, on your own time, right? You want your calendar to look the way that you want it to look, not how you think it should. And so I was like, okay, you need to start to practice gratitude for where you're at and start to embody that you can shift at any point in time and to be so grateful for the position that you are now in. And I just wasn't showing gratitude enough for that, right? Because we're always striving for more. We can, you know, sometimes lean into that lack mentality, like want, need, right? It's human nature. But yeah, practicing gratitude, but like thoroughly practicing gratitude and feeling that into your heart space has been really good for me. And I guess alongside of that, of shifting from, you know, a low vibrational state to a high state is being present, living in the literal moment, second, like millisecond to millisecond. And everything happens in this present moment. And if you can be present in that moment, you are going to see so much clarity with everything around you instead of, you know, worrying and having anxiety about the past or worrying or and having anxiety about the future. Like each moment that comes, like come back to that moment and be there. Like be here right now with me as I'm speaking. You know, even if you're driving, even if you're going for a walk, even if you're at the gym, that's fine. But just listen to my voice and be here with me. And I want you to practice that more. To observe something, you know, if you're going for a walk, stare at a tree that you can see in front of you and just observe it as you're walking and be in that moment. Not being scattered, you know what I mean? So taking those moments of really being present is just, especially with the past couple of weeks, it's been really nice to feel grounded. And, you know, another thing that has really been helping me is spending time nurturing myself and getting back into practices of, you know, self-love and self-care practices and not rushing. So the other day I decided, okay, like I just want to start my work day in the afternoon. You know, I have the flexibility, I have the ability. This was Monday actually, so a few days ago. So I said to myself, all right, let's start by 12:31 p.m., you know, sit down work. And so I took the morning, I accepted that, I wholeheartedly accepted that. And so I took the morning to go to the gym, go get a coffee. I went for a bit of a coast walk and then I came home. I showered, I exfoliated, I did my skincare, I did my washing, I paid a few bills. And I really just like, I know you're probably thinking like, how is bills part of self-love? But remember, like, bills are a part of life, law of duality. You know, wherever you receive, there's also going to be a part where you lack or there's something that's being taken from you. But embrace that. You know, I had to catch myself because I was complaining, and I've done this a few times, complaining about my damn phone bill. And I use my phone every single day. But, you know, having that moment, like, I'm grateful that I have the resources to pay for this. And I do have a phone to use. You know what I mean? So just coming back to what I was saying, like really taking time to self-soothe in the form of self-love practices and enjoying it. So why don't you go write down ways that you can self-soothe, ways that you can self-love and practice self-care and start to do that every single day. And yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Like I'm doing this every single day, not a whole routine as such, but there's going to be like an amount of time where I'm like, okay, this is how I'm going to care for myself. This is how I'm going to share a bit of love. Today for me was my haircut, showing myself, you know, upgrading myself in a way, making myself feel more of a feminine woman and stepping into that power. So go think of like, what is an actual self-love practice for you and how can you really start to do that every single day? What are the small things that you can do for yourself every single day? But these are the all of the concepts that I have really been implementing over the past few weeks especially, and they have helped me so much start to shift my mindset. But I always honor how I'm feeling. I always honor if I'm sad or I'm down or I am overwhelmed or I'm anxious. I feel into that and then I come back to these concepts that I've shared with you and I pick like what's going to help me right now to get out of any low vibrational state. You need to take responsibility, have that awareness, and you need to choose, okay, I am honoring, yes, right now I'm feeling shitty, but this is how I choose to move through this and that's okay. Take your time, but don't take, when I say that, I also mean don't take too much time that you are putting it off, right? That you are procrastinating. So find ways this week that you can start to shift those lower vibrational states into higher ones, but in that pathway, in that transition, honor where you're at. Use it for feedback and then go from there. Now, before I go, I just want to let you all know that tomorrow I am hosting a free masterclass on my free Facebook group, The Daily Flow. It's going to be about handling triggers. It's 6:30 p.m. Perth time. Now, I do understand this episode is going up super late. So if you are listening past, what's the date tomorrow? It is May 13th. If you're listening past May 13th, still head to the show notes below, join the Daily Flow free Facebook group. The training will still be up there for the next couple of weeks. So you'll definitely be able to get it. If not, come slide into my DMs and I can point you into the right direction. Anyway, It is 10:14. My eyes are getting heavy. I'm so tired, but it felt so good to come on here and share with you all really what's been helping me over the past couple of weeks. But I love you all. I appreciate you all, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening. I appreciate you so much, and I would absolutely love it if you could please leave me an iTunes review. And for more empowerment secrets and real-time updates, come follow me on Instagram @JessPennelly. Until next time.